Hey, Augie.
Good morning, Neo. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good.
So we decided that we were going to try to add like a little tidbit of things that are happening in the news that we don't need a whole episode on, but we just want to touch on and sort of say, hey, here's a thing. and this is our first one, so we'll see how it goes. The SCOTUS just came back with a couple of interesting decisions about vaccine mandates. And I wondered if you could touch on those and follow up, because it seems to me like these are perfectly in line with what you've been saying quite a while about the powers and lack of powers of various agencies.
Yeah, so in part, we're talking about two cases that were challenges to Biden administration emergency, if you will, regulations in response to COVID-19. The first regulation came from OSHA. And Nia, here's a little quiz. OSHA stands for?
Oh my goodness. Something hazard, something. I know what OSHA does, but I can't. Occupational safety
and health administration.
Health, thank you.
Yes.
And I know what they do is they basically keep the workplace safe for workers. So your boss can't just have 700-pound weights hanging over you while you're teaching by a thread, because the chances of that ending badly for you as a worker are pretty high. So if Chair Jason Arnold was thinking about doing that, he should not think about doing that. Right. But that's basically OSHA's idea, is how do we work with safety? They're the ones who do things like you have to have guards on saws so that people's hands don't just slip into a saw and get chopped off and things like that. That's OSHA's general purview, isn't it?
Yes. OSHA was created in the 1970s. It's an agency, as you pointed out, whose purpose is to make sure that workplaces across the country are safe for workers. OSHA issued an emergency regulation at the request of the Biden administration that would require any workplace with over 100 workers to either have their workers get vaccinated against COVID-19 or to undergo weekly testing to make sure that they did not have COVID. And the main reason for this, okay, was the Biden administration was concerned that Americans, adult Americans, were not getting vaccinated at a rate that would stem the tide of COVID-19. The name of the case is the National Federation of Independent Businesses versus the Department of Labor.
Thank you. I was just about to ask you what the name of the case was.
And OSHA is a unit or an agency within the Department of Labor. Now, the case gets to the United States Supreme Court after a lower court, okay, so this is a little convoluted. First, the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals, which covers the states of Texas, Louisiana, and Alabama, issued a stay saying that the rule could not go into effect because more than likely OSHA did not have the legal authority to issue the regulation. There were so many challenges to this regulation that the case ends up being transferred in a lottery system to the Sixth Circuit Court of Appeals, okay, which would handle all of the litigation in the country against this regulation. Because in addition to a number of business interest groups, 27 states challenged the regulation. The Sixth Circuit Court of Appeals terminated the stay And thus, the National Federation of Independent Businesses brought an emergency request of the United States Supreme Court. So the court never decided the case on its merits. What the court decided was to whether or not to reissue the stay. And the court, in a 6-3 vote, said, yes, the stay will be reissued. The regulation will not go into effect. So it's up to the Biden administration now to decide whether or not they want to go through the rather time-consuming litigation at the lower court level, only to have it, you know, appealed again to the Supreme Court.
Now, gotcha. But at that point, the Supreme Court would be looking for whether there were mistakes made in the case.
That's right.
They would still not be adjudicating the case. They're never going to be adjudicating the case because that's not what Supreme Court does. The Supreme Court looks for mistakes made
by the lower courts
in the application of the law, not in the actual emotional feelings of the case.
In the opinion issued by the majority in this case, the majority made it very clear that more than likely OSHA would lose if it was, you know, litigated at the lower courts.
Right.
I mean, and that's part of the determination of whether or not a court issues a stay against the government doing something is, will more than likely, would the government lose?
I see. Okay.
Okay. In the court majority, and again, the vote was 6-3, and it actually came down on ideological grounds, if you will, right? The six justices appointed by Republican presidents voted to reissue the stay.
Right.
The three liberal justices, okay, those appointed by Democratic presidents felt as though OSHA had the authority. But basically, Nia, the court majority came out and said OSHA did not have the authority to issue this regulation.
Right. And Congress had intended for OSHA to be in charge of public health, they would have put that in OSHA's
authorizing legislation. Yes.
Thank you.
Okay. And what the court focused on was OSHA has the authority to affect workplace conditions. But COVID-19 affects Americans not only at work, but in their private lives,
right,
at grocery stores, at churches, etc. And as a concurring opinion written by Gorsuch points out, historically, which level of government, Nia, regulates for public health and safety?
The state,
okay?
Not the federal
government.
Yeah,
part of the difficulty the Biden administration had was how to go ahead and craft a regulation that would capture a large number of Americans who were unwilling to get vaccinated. But the problem is many of these Americans, okay, don't work at employers with over 100 people. You understand what I'm saying? This was a regulation that would not have captured a whole bunch of Americans who either A, don't work at employers with a large number of employees, or B, many large employers were allowing their workers to work how?
Remotely.
I mean, think about our experience, Nia, for roughly the first year and a half of the pandemic.
Well, and things like Google, where they've been told, stay away. Don't come back to work. We're not Microsoft. Lots of huge employers have said, we just assume you don't come back to our physical buildings. It just kills me to say this out loud, but I actually agree with the Supremes on this. And the reason it kills me to say that is because I understand what the Biden administration is trying to do. They're trying to stop a pandemic, and they are trying to use every means to do that. I get it. And I want it to stop too. I wanted it to stop about a year and a half ago. So I'm ready, right? But by the same token, it's not OSHA's job to, I mean, that opens a door into other medical things that you could say, well, this affects people who are also in the workplace, right? Like, so we should screen everyone for TB. We should force everyone to have tetanus shot. We should blah, 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 blah. I don't know I don't think that's OSHA's job. And so I hate to agree with them, but I actually agree with them.
Yeah, I mean, it's much like our previous discussion about the eviction moratorium. When the Biden administration last year, Nia, attempted to allow the Centers for Disease Control to issue or to continue an eviction moratorium, when quite clearly Congress never gave the Centers for Disease Control the authority to affect housing.
Right.
Okay.
Otherwise, they wouldn't have had a Department of Housing and Human Services.
Yeah, right.
Right, like they wouldn't have needed that if they had. Right. Okay. So,
And there's a larger issue here, right? I mean, the Supreme Court's basically saying to the United States Congress, you guys have perhaps the authority to do this, but you got to get off your duffs and actually work together if this is a priority.
Right. You can fix this. There is a known solution to this, which is that you go back, you do the work, and you change OSHA's founding document.
The authorizing legislation allows it to do, right? But what can't happen is the executive branch unilaterally deciding, okay, to do something when Congress has not given it the explicit authority to do it.
The second case, I agree with them on that too. Now I don't know how to feel. Because the Supreme Court's starting to hypnotize me into believing that they know what they're doing, and I'm not entirely certain I'm comfortable with that.
Okay.
But this, tell us the second case, because it's Biden v.
Missouri. Okay. The Biden administration issued a regulation that requires basically all healthcare workers or nearly all healthcare workers at facilities that receive Medicare and Medicaid program funding to be fully vaccinated against COVID-19 unless they have an acceptable medical or religious exemption. And this was a regulation issued by the Department of Health and Human Services, which actually runs both the Medicare and Medicaid programs.
Right.
Okay. This was a regulation that was issued in November, roughly about the same time as OSHA issued its regulation. Okay. Once again, two lower federal courts, one in Missouri, and then one in Louisiana, issued stays against the regulations being implemented. The vote in this case was 5-4. The Supreme Court rescinded the stay. They rescinded the stay. They said that the Department of Health and Human Services has the authority to issue this regulation. And the majority focused on the fact that Congress in HAS's Health and Human Services authorizing statute gave it the explicit authority to qualify how Medicare and Medicaid monies were being spent.
Okay. And what constitutes a proper running of those facilities to receive those monies.
That's right.
So like they can set where this took me was when the Department of Transportation in the 70s made everybody change speed limits in various states where there were no speed limits or the speed limit was 986.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. You're referring to South Dakota versus Dole in 1984. Yes.
When they were saying, you know, you can't do that. And the federal government said, yeah. And so did the Supreme Court. They said, sure, they can. They have the power of the purse. You don't have to take their money if you don't want to do the thing, but if you want their money, you got to do the thing, whatever the thing is they're asking you to do. So in this instance, it makes sense to me that your facility does not have to take Medicare money. You can choose not to take Medicare money and then your staff doesn't have to be vaccinated. But if you choose to take our money, we get to build the standard of what it is to get that money from us. That made total sense to me. So again, I don't know how I feel now, because now I agree with both of these rulings. And basically it makes me want to lay down and put a cold cloth on my forehead. Because
the vote in this case was 5-4. It was the three liberals plus Chief Justice Roberts and Justice Kavanaugh in the majority. And the other four conservatives were in dissent. Clarence Thomas wrote the dissenting opinion in this case. And again, Clarence Thomas in his dissent basically went ahead and said that he was unconvinced that the Biden administration clearly explained where HHS had such authority. Mm. Okay. Again, what you're picking up here, if there's a theme between both of these cases, is that a significant number of justices are basically placing the onus on Congress to clearly state what agencies in the executive branch can and cannot do, even in emergencies.
Right. Okay. And if you want to grant them emergency powers, you as the Congress have the ability to do that.
You have to come together and pass legislation. Okay.
That grants emergency powers to whatever institution you want to grant it to for however long, for whatever purpose. And you know how I know that works? Because USA Patriot, right?
Or even in this pandemic, Nina, right? I mean, once with the Trump administration and once with the Biden administration, the United States Congress came together, okay, and awarded a whole bunch of money to a whole bunch of Americans, okay, to be able to respond to the economic repercussions of the pandemic.
Right.
And as far as the Supreme Court is concerned is, you know, if you can do it in that instance, well, if you want the federal government, and again, you know, and I had to explain this in a couple of press interviews. The federal government, because we're talking about interstate commerce, could pass such legislation.
Right.
Okay. I mean, you're talking about 10 million health workers who might be impacted by this HHS regulation. The OSHA regulation would affect, okay, you know, what was it, 2/3 of adult workers in the United States. This easily falls under Congress's Commerce Clause authority.
Right.
But it forces Congress to act. So the Biden administration got a split decision from the United States Supreme Court this week. Okay. The yep. OSHA regulation, okay, cannot be implemented, but the HHS regulation can be.
The Supreme Court giveth and the Supreme Court taketh away.
Yes.
Thanks, Augie.
Thank you, Nia.